Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 23rd. More of the same today with no fresh news in the market. The sellers remain in control. So we had corn, wheat, and beans all trading lower on the day. One difference from the last couple of days is in the bean market, the May actually took out the low end of the recent 7-day trading range. That low was 992 set on March 14th. We traded down to 990 and a quarter and then settled back up a little bit at 991, but definitely down near the lower end of that range. November also traded down near the low end of the range, but stayed within that trading range. But for the first time in about 7 days, similar to the May, did not revert back to the center of the trading range and settled near the bottom end. So summarizing, we have May finishing down 8¾ cents at 991, November beans down 7½ cents at 991¼. Funds long position probably cut to about 87,000 contracts on today's sell-off. Export sales came in near the higher end of expectations, 818,000 versus estimates of between 350,000 and 900,000. Soybeans were supported early on, trading just above even on the day due to a little bit of a rally in the soybean oil, but the bean oil also broke late in the day. And with crude oil staying down about 32 cents a barrel at 47.72, not a lot of support coming out of the oil markets. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May finishing down 1¼ cents at 421, and Kansas City May finishing down 4½ cents at 428. Again, the improving weather forecasts still weighing on the wheat contract. Dollar up about 7 points, 99.54. Not much effect there from that market on the wheat. Export sales were pretty good, 568,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 300,000 and 650,000. The funds continuing to add to their short position a little bit a day, probably up near 120,000 contracts by now. Taking a look at corn, we've got May finishing down 2 cents at 356¾, with a low put in after the close of the day in the post-trading 5-minute session down to 356¼. December finishing down 2 cents at 380, and traded a little bit lower than that in the post-close settlement trade down to 379½. We made new lows for the year in May, July, and December corn. This going back to the first trading day of the year back on January 3rd. So we basically right where we started the year. Support in the May comes in at 352. That's the December 23rd low. Funds now short about 35,000 contracts of corn, adding a few thousand contracts in the sell-off today. Export sales were pretty good. Again, near the high end of the range, 1.47 million metric tons versus 820,000 to 1.5 million. In outside markets, we got the dollar up 6 points at 99.53, crude oil down 35 cents a barrel at 47.69, stock market trading near even on the day, down just 12 points as the House has decided to put off the new health care bill vote, so a little bit of uncertainty there. And we've got gold trading down $1.80 an ounce at $1,249.40 an ounce. So again, the markets continue to drift lower as we head into the planning intentions report. We will have to see if we get any kind of bounce before that report as these funds continue to move from those long positions of a couple of weeks ago and sell these products on the way down here. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.